Hello, and welcome to Connecting You to You Radio, where we tune in to receive the messages of health and well-being that are being broadcast from the soul. I'm your host, Lisa Warner, author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. I show you how to heal your body naturally by combining your body's innate intelligence with the wisdom of your own soul, so that you can break through the mental programming of limiting beliefs that cause disease and make healing your body and changing your life simple. Hello and welcome. Welcome to another Lunch with Lisa. I'm Lisa Warner. I am the author of The Simplicity of Self-Healing. It's the book that I wrote after I healed myself from cancer without using the medical model or pills or any protocols whatsoever. Just allowing my body to do what it is designed to do, heal itself. So today, let's talk about the frequency of healing. The frequency of health. We've all heard the term everything is energy. Well, all energies have frequencies. So fear has a specific frequency. Guilt has a different frequency. Joy has a different frequency. Well, disease has a very low frequency. But radiant health has a very high frequency. So it's really, really important to understand how our baseline frequency is affecting our health. There are frequencies everywhere, right? Everything has frequency. But when we start to look at our own personal frequency, our souls have a natural frequency, which is the same frequency as God, Source, Universe. The highest frequency there is. That is what is natural to us. Freedom, ease, joy, unlimited possibilities, all very high frequency options. But war, disease, crime, punishment, these are really low frequency occurrences. And where we vibrate on that frequency scale determines the channel that we are tuned into. If we think about this like a radio or television, every station is being broadcast on its own frequency. So this is why when you're listening to the radio, if you're listening to talk radio, you're not going to get the classical music station on that frequency. It just, they're completely different frequencies. So if you think about emotions, like the emotional frequency scale, most of us have heard about that love and joy and bliss are way up at the top of the frequency scale. And fear and loathing and self-denigration, unworthiness, doubt, these are all at the bottom of the frequency scale. So our own personal frequency, even though during the day we may feel okay, we also, our frequencies fluctuate a lot during the day. If you ever notice that your frequency fluctuates a lot, and have you ever noticed your frequency change
when you say turn on the news, you feel that heavy frequency of all of the bad news that's being broadcast. When you go to a concert and you are listening to all this music, you get caught up in the frequency of whatever that concert is broadcasting, right? We get influenced by external frequencies all the time. But if we don't know how to manage our own frequency, then we simply get buffeted about by all of the other frequencies that are being broadcast through the world. Let's think about some different types of frequencies. Radio, television, microwave, 5G, 4G, 3G. You know, microwave frequencies. There are just all kinds of frequencies. And our own personal frequency is directly dependent on how connected we are to our soul. The soul has the ultimate high vibe frequency. But the human part of ourselves does not necessarily match the soul's frequency. And the farther the human is from the soul, the more discrepancy in frequency there is, the broader the gap in our health is, the broader the gap in our happiness, the broader the gap in just ease and flow of life. Okay, because there's literally not supposed to be a gap between the human and the soul. The divine design is that we are souls in physical bodies. And we always are the soul. We never stop being the soul. We cannot stop being the soul that we are. The soul, who we are, is eternal, everlasting, never goes away. We are each souls who have chosen to incarnate in physical form. We have chosen to have bodies so that we can experience life on Earth. We cannot experience life as human on Earth without a physical body. So while we are in our physical bodies, we have been traumatized. We have been beaten up by life. We have been rejected. We have been betrayed. We have been abandoned. We have been bullied. We have been convinced that we're not enough. We're not okay. We have to follow other people's rules, otherwise we're doing it wrong, we're going to get in trouble. All kinds of messages have been chucked at us throughout our lifetime. And every one of these traumas, dramas, betrayals, hurts, these hurts to our heart are direct wounds toward our soul. They serve to separate us from the soul. And the farther separated from the soul we are, the worse, the more intense, the more unpleasant our physical experience is. So, how do we mend this? Well, we have to start to recognize ourselves, recognize, recognize, think again. change our consciousness so that we can recognize that we are not human. We're not mere mortals. We're not mortal at all. We are grand beings of light. We are souls, first and foremost. And as the soul, we have a far broader vision of what's happening on this planet and what's happening in our lives, what's happening, quote unquote, to us. The soul has the big vision. The human has the microscopic vision. We're just so focused on our own life and trying to make it through every day that we're not looking at the big picture. We're not seeing from a universal perspective. We're not even seeing from a world perspective, an earthly perspective. We're seeing through the eyes, through the lens of our own personal human experience. And most of us are looking for the, how do I fix this? I'm not okay. I want things to be different. I need to change. I need something to be different in my life. That's usually the lens that we're looking through, especially if we're experiencing some physical inconvenience. Because when our bodies are doing something that seems to be inconvenient to us, the overriding consciousness tells us that, oh, you're being attacked by some disease. There's something wrong with you. Well, unfortunately for us, this is not actually true. It never has been and it never will be. Every cell in our physical body is tuned in to our thought space. And which part of us is doing the thinking? The little human or the soul? For most of us, it's the little human. It's trying to think our way out, trying to figure it out, trying to figure out what's the best way. How am I going to fix this? Who can I find to fix me? And when we are in this, I'm not okay. What's wrong with me? I need somebody to make it better. I need, you know, oh, fear, doubt, worry, guilt, shame, blame. All of these different negative, low vibrational frequencies are running through our thought space on a daily basis. And every single cell in our body is listening to every single thought we think. And when we are thinking thoughts of, uh-oh, this isn't good. I don't know what to do. Am I going to live? Am I going to die? What's going to happen to me? You know, rut-row, danger, Will Robinson. Your body is reacting to those thought patterns. And your body is listening to, uh-oh, something's not good. Uh-oh, we're in danger. And you know what the body does? The body is like your fortress. The body starts shoring up the fortress walls to make sure that no enemy invasion can attack. Our bodies literally change their form in response to our thought patterns. So whatever your physical body is doing, it's doing it in response to the thought patterns that you're sending to it. And if you're thinking from your little human self, you got a lot of stuff going on in there, because that's the programming of the mind. Right? We all understand body, mind, and soul. But body, mind, and soul are not three separate things. They're one thing. And if the mind is not aware of the soul, if the mind is blind to the infinite possibilities and the infinite well-being that we are, as souls, then the mind is only working on a tiny fraction of the information that the soul actually has access to. And the mind is then trying to figure your life out, and it's never, ever going to work. Because the mind is not supposed to be in charge. The soul is what is true. The soul is the ultimate answer to every question. The soul has the answer. That's why it's called a solution. The soul has the solution. But if we're vibrating down here in fear, doubt, worry, in these frequencies of I'm not okay, I don't know what to do, I don't know if I'm going to live or die. These are all very distracting thoughts. They're very unproductive thoughts, and they're very low frequency thoughts. The soul exists at a far higher bandwidth. So the solution to all of this is to be able to raise our baseline frequency to match the frequency of our soul. Because when we do that, the mind and the soul merge back into one. And when you start to operate from the frequency of your soul, you start to operate in the same frequency bandwidth as Source itself, God itself. And you start to operate in the bandwidth of love, of joy, of excitement, enthusiasm, radiance, brilliance. And you start to source your own answers. You stop looking to others for your answers. Your answers are your answers. You are on a completely unique soul mission here on this planet. If you're not living in alignment with your mission, your body is going to help you. Your body is going to either slow you down and make you stop so that you have the time to start to reorient yourself to your soul's mission. Or it's going to start to show you where you are thinking thoughts that are completely out of alignment with your soul, with the truth of who you are. And every single body part, every single body system is designed to respond to specific thought patterns. And if there is something unpleasant happening in your physical body, your body is literally showing you where your mind and your soul are not connected. Where your mind is thinking low vibe thoughts instead of high vibe thoughts of the soul. So frequency, the frequency of well-being, health, radiance, vitality is a far higher frequency than rut-row, what's wrong with me? So where are you on the frequency scale? How integrated are your mind and soul? Are you still caught in the looping, trying to figure it out, trying to find the solution, trying to find the people who are going to fix you or fix it for you? Are you still in the looping? Or are you able to stop the looping process and get the mind to quiet and open up to the wisdom of your soul? This is where the healing actually happens. Your body is designed to heal itself. But as long as we're looping in the, I'm not okay, this isn't good, there's something wrong with me, I'm afraid, the body cannot possibly heal itself because its job is to show you where your mind and your soul are not in sync. So frequency, it's really, really important. You know, and I know I hear many of you saying, well, you know, we're frequencies are being shot at us all the time. You know, I've got all these, you know, 5G towers outside my house. I have all of this stuff going on, you know, and I'm afraid of all of these frequencies. Well, guess what? If your frequency is really low and you're in the, I'm not okay, I'm a victim, this isn't good, you know, they're out to get me, you're going to be affected by all of those frequencies. Because your energy field is not coherent enough to deflect external frequencies. When you come into alignment with your soul and you start being the frequency of your soul, that high frequency literally overrides all the other ones. And you stop being affected by the other frequencies. The entire key is to be your own frequency, to be your authentic frequency. For you as the human to match the frequency of your soul so that you can be a grand being of light embodied in this temple that is the physical body. This most highly advanced technology in all of creation, biological technology, intelligent design is the body. It's literally designed to be the temple, to house your soul. Are you treating it as such? Or are you looking at it as the enemy? Are you looking at your body as something that you have to control, that you have to manage? Or are you actually loving your body? Are you feeding your body nourishing thoughts? Are you sending it love on a daily basis? All of this is about frequency, the frequency of love. That's our home frequency. That frequency overrides all of the lower frequencies. It brings all the lower frequencies back into coherence. So your frequency matters. Your frequency, where you are vibrating. When we're vibrating at, you know, I'm not okay, this world is a scary place. That's where I used to vibrate all the time. And my life was, it was a mess. But as soon as I learned to up my frequency, and I started to raise my baseline frequency, I started to focus more on the truth of who I am as the soul. And I started to trust my body. And I stopped blaming my body for every ache and pain. And I started to embrace my body and start to trust my body. My body healed itself automatically. I didn't need pills. I didn't need any fancy medical procedures. All I needed was my own soul. I needed my own frequency in my body so that body, mind, and soul can be one. Not three parts of one. So I hope this was helpful to you today. Frequency is a big thing, and it can be easily used against us, and we can use it for ourselves. We can bring ourselves back into resonance with our soul's frequency. And then health is the byproduct. It just happens when we're in alignment. So I hope this was helpful to you today. Note your frequency, and what can you do to raise yours today? If you need assistance with this, please reach out. You can find me at connectingyoutoyou.com. Thanks for watching, and until next time, create yourself for yourselves a great week, because you can. Do it with a high frequency of love. So it is. Have a great week. For now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Connecting You to You Radio. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Are you ready to discover more about how simple healing your body can actually be when you do it from the higher wisdom of your soul? To learn more about what I do and how you can work with me, visit connectingyoutoyou.com. And get on my mailing list to be the first to know about my latest offerings. If you'd like to interact with me on Facebook, please join my group, Soul Sourced Healing. Check the show notes below for these links and more. I hope to see you again next time on Connecting You to You Radio.